WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Another Arctic day today after temperatures plummeted overnight. We have across the board this morning, mostly single digits, 10, 11, 13, I think is the high that we're seeing now in New Jersey, with sub-zero wind chills, dangerous to have exposed skin outside, and we are not going to see much of a warm-up today. In fact, we'll see high temperatures only 16 to 22, despite some sunshine around. Clouds will build for Tuesday, still unseasonably cold, high 26 to 33. But by the time we get to Thursday, we might actually see temperatures near 50. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Well, the Super Bowl is set. It is going to be the Patriots and the Rams meeting in Atlanta. Both conference championship games went to overtime. Tom Brady needed only one possession to drive New England down the field for the winning score in overtime. In the NFC game, a controversial no-call on a pass interference penalty likely cost the Saints the game. League officials admitting they blew the call, but little consolation for Saints fans. It's a bizarre story this morning that seems like a made-for-TV movie. Did a Central Jersey mom try to get rid of her ex? Prosecutors believe she poisoned him. They just can't prove it. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with a story this morning. Patrick?
Eric, not only were the charges in a grand jury indictment against 46-year-old Teresa Freise of Metuchen dropped last spring, but last week an appellate panel threw out a 2017 restraining order against her, filed a year after her arrest on suspicion she put a drug used to treat seizures, insomnia, and anxiety into a man's coffee. And not just any man, the father of her child, who passed out and awoke from a coma in a hospital 3 days later. He says she'd offered him coffee when he went to pick up the kid, which she never did, and the child put what seemed to be sugar into the cup, and then the man began slurring his speech. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Your commuter weather, it is dangerously cold outside with wind chills that are well below zero. Air temperatures are sitting in the single digits to the low teens this morning, and our high temperatures are only going to make it into the 20s today. Any exposed skin is in danger this morning, and we will see a warm-up later in the week, but it's going to take a couple of days to get there. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, a New Jersey mom smothers her son after overdosing. We'll have an update on that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Commuter weather this morning. Bundle up warmly if you are heading outside. Hat, gloves, jacket, scarf. We have dangerous wind chills this morning that are well below zero. Air temperatures are coming in the single digits to the low teens. And despite some sunshine today, the wind chills are going to be with us, dangerous all day, and the temperatures are not going to warm much. We won't get above freezing or even close to it in many areas around the Garden State. Yes, there is a bit of icing out there. Fortunately, most of the roads did dry out on Sunday, so it's not a widespread problem, but anywhere you see any darkness on the blacktop, that could be black ice this morning. A New Jersey mother overdosing on drugs apparently rolled onto and suffocated her young child. Lumberton police say the 13-month-old boy's grandmother called 911 after the mother and child were found unresponsive in the mother's bed. Police were able to revive the woman, but not the boy. She's been charged with endangerment and remains jailed in Burlington County this morning. Democrats and Republicans appear no closer to ending the dispute that led to a partial government shutdown 30 days ago. On Sunday, President Trump criticized House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for turning down his offer of a compromise, saying she's acting irrationally. Criticism of Trump's offer of temporary help to some young immigrants in the U.S. illegally in exchange for border wall funding is complicating his effort to win some Democratic support. John Bon Jovi will be joined by First Lady Tammy Murphy today. They'll dish out meals to furloughed federal workers. Bon Jovi's restaurant, the Soul Kitchen, will feed the workers for free, but you'll need to show federal ID for it. The spring semester begins tomorrow at most Jersey community colleges, and at 13 of them. It marks the start of the Community College Opportunity Grant Program. Students with adjusted gross incomes under $45,000 no longer have to pay for tuition or approved educational fees.
David Sokolow of the Higher Education Student Assistance Authority says students who have already filled out the free application for federal student aid or FAFSA are automatically considered for the program without having to do anything.
If they didn't fill out their FAFSA and they're going to community college this spring at one of those 13 pilot institutions for at least 6 credits, at least half time, They have until February 15th to complete that FAFSA.
The state won't know until April how many students benefit from the program, but estimates it will be around 13,000. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Already law for New Jersey high schools, a new proposal would require all public and private colleges and universities be equipped with a supply of antidotes that can reverse an opioid overdose.
Assemblywoman Myla Jacy says in the face of an ongoing opioid crisis and higher education institutions hosting some of our most vulnerable populations,
it seems to make sense that opioid overdose antidotes should be readily available at our colleges and universities.
Schools would also be tasked with developing a policy for emergency administration of Narcan or a similar product. The measure to require an antidote in all high schools was approved unanimously by both houses of the legislature before earning the governor's signature in August. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Imagine being stuck on an airplane for nearly 14 hours. It was the reality for a flight that left Newark Airport on Saturday, ultimately bound for Hong Kong. A medical emergency diverted the flight to Newfoundland, where temperatures dropped to 20 below zero on the tarmac. That caused a mechanical issue that kept the plane grounded for more than half a day. And because there were no customs agents on duty, the passengers couldn't get off the plane. Are you confused yet? If you live and work in Central Jersey, transportation officials are urging you to be extra careful on Route 1 southbound in Mercer County. This is right before Route 295.
Maren Bellick of the Jersey DOT says a major safety enhancement project is underway adjacent to the Mercer Mall and part of the Nassau Park Pavilion.
It'll be widening to alleviate some of the backup traffic to the mall entrance. We'll also be doing, you know, curbing, striping, utilities, drainage work.
She points out the entire area right now is a maze of orange and white striped safety barrels, so drivers need to stay focused.
Be conscious of what you're doing. Keep distractions out of the vehicle.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Tens of thousands have been raised for a North Jersey family dealing with a sudden and tragic death of a young boy. The four-year-old never woke up from nap time at his Jersey City daycare last week. He was rushed to the hospital after being found unresponsive. A cause of death still hasn't been determined. The Powerball jackpot has grown to $144 million after nobody hit for the big prize Saturday night. There is a million-dollar ticket out there somewhere in New Jersey. Somebody matched all the numbers except the Powerball on Saturday. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Bitterly cold this morning. Dangerous wind chills. And it's going to take a while for things to warm up, but we'll get there eventually. We'll have an extended look at the forecast and a recap of our top stories next.
Dominski and Doyle.
I mean, because that would cause a serious imbalance in a marriage.
It would.
If one person just forgot the baby on the roof.
Well, yeah, do you remember the time? Do you remember the time?
Oh, that'd be nuclear option. Like, okay, this argument isn't going my way.
Well, I never left the baby on the car.
Weekday afternoons 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we deal with bitterly cold weather. In fact, most places in New Jersey won't even get close to the freezing mark today.
Frigid temperatures will continue to blanket much of the Garden State here throughout the day today. It looks like another cold night ahead tonight with nighttime lows around 10 degrees in most areas. Wind chill values will be between 0 and 5 below tonight. And then we're going to start to see a little bit of a warming trend take shape toward the middle part of the week and a chance of rain returning on Wednesday. Rains will stay with us into Thursday and then cooling things off again toward the close of the week. Mix of clouds and sunshine here through the day today. Gusty winds, frigid temperatures in the forecast. Highs today in the mid-teens, a clear sky tonight, lows tonight near 10. Wind chill values between 0 and 5 below. Sunshine ahead for tomorrow with a high 32. And Wednesday, clouds in the forecast with occasional rain, readings in the mid-40s. Thursday, rain in the forecast with a high 52, dropping into the 40s in the afternoon. And Friday, sunshine's in the forecast will keep temperatures in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Richard Weddle.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a New Jersey mom overdoses on drugs. Police say she smothered her young son. No positive movement to end the government shutdown. Democrats and President Trump continue digging in their heels. In sports, Brady and Belichick back in the Super Bowl. It'll be number 9 as the Patriots face the Rams. And in women's basketball, number 20 Rutgers over number 17 Michigan State. Seton Hall beats number 24 DePaul. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Pleasure to talk to you guys. I listen to you every day on the way to work.
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's the bus stop forecast here on this Monday. Frigid temperatures in the forecast today with a mix of clouds and sunshine, only reaching the mid-teens. Factor in those gusty northwest winds, and the wind chill values are going to stay in the single numbers throughout the day today. Another cold night ahead, not as cold tomorrow with temperatures up around 32 with sunshine. I'm meteorologist Richard DeWeather.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23, it is on a Monday morning commemorating Martin Luther King Jr. today. Fortunately, not a lot of traffic worries out there, either from volume, because it is a federal holiday and most schools are closed, and because we had a period of some sunshine yesterday that dried out the road, so that flash freeze did happen overnight, but wasn't a lot of moisture to freeze on the roadway, so you should have an okay ride in wherever you're going. A mix of sun and clouds around today. The gusty winds and dangerous wind chills will continue. Our high temperatures only in the mid-teens. Many places won't see 20, and the wind chills are well below zero. New Jersey Shore property owners and renters worry a new tax on short-term lodging like Airbnb rentals could hurt the Shore economy. The 11% tax went into effect late last year as part of the new budget. The issue is rising again because many Shore rentals are locked up in January. It's affecting owners and renters who have long-standing arrangements or who rent by word of mouth or via social media. Governor Murphy says people can avoid the tax by going through real estate companies, which he exempted from it. You can file this under the Odd Files of New Jersey. For the past 100 years, the Garden State has been in the pheasant business. Unfortunately, it is no longer.
Since the early 1900s, pheasants have been raised at a farm in Warren County so they could be released around the state for hunters. But Larry Haina of the Jersey DEP says the farm was closed last month after new federal avian influenza control regulations were issued.
We had to make a tough call, a determination that, you know, just would not be cost-effective for us to continue operating the pheasant farm.
He adds the state will now buy pheasants and release them for hunters, and hopefully the pheasant farm can be repurposed. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:25. 3 years after the Supreme Court gave inmates who committed crimes as juveniles a chance at freedom, the justice system is gaining speed in revisiting scores of cases. About 400 offenders originally sentenced to life without parole as juveniles have been released nationwide, but most remain behind bars as prosecutors and judges wrestle with difficult cases. Temperatures around the Garden State this morning are in the single digits and low teens, and teens will do it for most throughout the Garden State today. Dangerous wind chills well below zero, and the warm-up won't happen for days. Everything you need to know about this brutal cold is coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, we'll have the latest on the government shutdown and why prosecutors believe a woman tried to poison her ex, even though they can't prove it. We'll update business news next.
Jersey Radio.
The whole crew gets me out the door with just a good frame of mind and the things I want to know.
New Jersey 101.5.
Updating business news, shares in Asia rose today, extending gains on Wall Street last week. Wall Street is off today for trading. With the MLK holiday, buying enthusiasm has been spurred by renewed hope for progress, resolving the trade standoff between the U.S. and China. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news director, Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichel is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.